الله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاه والسلام. قال تعالى سوره البريه اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تحزن ان الله معنا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاه والسلام عليكم بسنتي وسنه الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ صلی اللہ اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ صحابہ صحابہ بن کمپینین اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ سارے دین اور اسلام یہ نبوت اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ رسالت اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ قرآن کریم اینڈ دی کاؤنسل اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ون دیٹ دی انٹائر دین وذر اٹ از فرام دیٹ all from the grave, Akhirat, Jannah, Jahannam, Araf, from birth, what is possible to the entire being is reached us by the companions of the Prophet Allah. Their practical is one, their direction is one. They practice, they directly make it to supply and reach us. So they are a very important part and integral part of the entire structure of Islam. So together, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who became Khalifa. He was the first Khalifa in Islam. And he was worthy of the post, he was worthy of the post, he was righteous, he was pious. After he came, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to second worthy, deserving, rightful Khalifa. After Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to came Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala to who was worthy, righteous, deserving to be the third Khalifa. After Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to came was the fourth Khalifa. He was worthy and righteous and deserving of his post. I am using these adjectives, worthy, righteous, deserving. I didn't like the lengthy discussion. But why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala asked, why is he deserving of the post? Why is he worthy of the post? Why is he pious and righteous? And why the Sahaba brought him to the post? Let me tell you, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to preaching and propagation of Islam by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a sense of this. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gave the call to Tawheed, call to Islam. Islam did not start with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam started with Hazrat Adam alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Adam alayhi wa sallam came
negative message. So from this section, Islam was a surface on the earth. All these other adhyas, these religions that came, they were deviated because they went away from the basic concept of Tawheed, Risalat. That is why they are misled and misleading. So the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam engaged the call, we will say that the event of the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prior to that, Abu Bakr Rabi Allah Ta'ala was his neighbor, Abdul Khan. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had changed that name to Abdullah. As a respected elder, Hazrat Abu Bakr came to be known as Abu Bakr, Abba Bakr. Bakr means kettle. And because of his wealth and affluency, he was given the title Abba Bakr. Father of kettle, father of many kettles. His father's name was Usman. He came to be known as Abu Buhafa. His mother's name was Umul Khayyam. He came to be known as Umul Khayyam, her name was Salma. So that is his lineage, that is his progeny. And he came from the Tan'if, Banu Tan'if tribe. And the Banu Tan'if tribe is from the Quraysh tribe. So Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, he married four wives. Two before the advent and fall of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and two after that. He had, from the four wives, he had three sons and three daughters. And one of his wives, Hazrat Asma, radiallahu ta'ala, she was previously married to the brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Jafar Tayyar. And Hazrat Jafar Tayyar رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was martyred in the Battle of Huta. After he was martyred in the Battle of Huta, Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه married. And after Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه passed away, Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه. Now, an impression is always given that now the Sahaba, they had differences that they were following or something. This is a fact, you see what has happened here. Hazrat Asma, the wife of Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى, she was previously married to the brother of Hazrat Ali, and when he passed away, Hazrat Abu Bakr married Hazrat Ali. Also here, I would like to mention that when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, then subsequently Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, she passed away. And when she passed away, Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها passed away, Hazrat Fatima, she is wife of Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنها. And when Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها passed away, then the ghusl was given by the wife of Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنها. So there is no problem, difficulties, no fighting, quarreling with God as presented by Shia, etc. That's what Sahaba was saying. If someone is fighting, will you tell them now your wife passed away, come to you? No, that happened. Yeah, Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى passed away. Hazrat Abu Bakr's wife goes to and also remember that Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها's wish was that her janazah was to be taken out in the darkness of the night. And it was to be taken out, she specified that it was to be taken out in this gully, because this gully is not populated, people do not see. And it was taken out in such a manner that there was no lighting systems. They were carrying lanterns, etc. That was taken. And when it was taken out, then they would put the cloth over her so that her shape is not shown. And her length and breadth of body is not shown. contours of the body is optional. So there, and she gave the reason, she said that the woman and the men of the maternity must not know the shape of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Even now when she has passed away, when she has died, he is giving wasiyat and nasiyat that this is the procedure to be adopted. Hey, I don't know what happened. Maybe our woman will walk around in such a manner that nothing is left in imagination when they are alive. You understand? And then everybody thinks he's fired. Person is walking around and he's seeing piety fellows. His wife is standing absolutely naked. How embarrassing it is. People walking around, ladies walking around down the country also, walking, wait for walking it. Then we, unfortunately, go with the lady to the walk pool and go to the billiard pools and go there and take care of the beach front and go to all these places the lady is to take care. And we also go there. Then we say, oh no, I have to do Islam. That's why I have to do Islam. Because we want the mercy of Allah to fall right upon our land. Women folk are sitting in the shops, and women folk are serving the customers, and women folk are doing all these work, and absolutely dressed, that all the contours of the body are visible, and everything is visible. Now I love Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he leads the Salat and Janaza of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. So where is the problem now? If you do not like someone, you tell him, no, make my wife Janaza. Don't do that. The Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who leads the Salat and Janaza of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. But all these things are kept hidden and kept secret, or they are not even spoken about, not even thought, or not even known, so they shouldn't be public, and the Sunnah was Jamaat public. No, they were Sahaba, they would be fighting. People are saying they were fighting and quarreling. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who he befriended Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 18. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was about 20 and a half. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I presented Islam to any person and every person, that person hesitated, right, Abu Bakr. When I presented Islam to him, he immediately accepted it. That is why historically, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he is the first male mature adult who accepted Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, at that time, he was low, he was a young person. And he was the first young person to accept Islam. Hazrat Zayd bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala, he was the first place. Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the first lady to accept it. And once Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, then he began to preach and propagate, and he began to spread the message of Islam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala he cannot forget how much he has spent for Islam. How much he has spent for Islam. And we cannot forget that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who is that person who believed Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And we cannot forget that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who is the one who went to the Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Egypt. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who had 50,000 dirhams when he was in Makkah and Mukarram. 40,000 dirhams in those days, a huge sum of money. And it was by the effort of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, respected elders, Hazrat Bilal accepted Islam. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. These are prominent, big examples. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Each one after that became a prominent person in the history. Each one of whom Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala accepted.
Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala who once defended Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while defending Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Haram, the people now diverted the essential education to beat up Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. And they beat him up so much that he was unfortunate. It was stated about his head that he was beaten up so much that if anybody hits his head, then he hates him. Hair came out before the head. And the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala who sent a message to those people who had beaten him up that if Abu Bakr loses his life, he takes his head. So can you imagine to what extent it is? And when he lay there, they did not know what to do with him, what are we going to do with him? When he gained consciousness, his mother, Hazrat Salma radiyallahu ta'ala, at that time she did not accept Islam. She was from Ummul Khayr. She said, Abu Bakr, how are you? He said, how is Nabi Akram? He said, how is Nabi Akram? Not worried about himself. He's standing right near death. He said, well, what about you? You have not taken food, you have not taken drink. He said, I want to see Nabi Akram. At that time, to beat Nabi Akram for last was difficult. You can't beat him because everybody is now underground. So his mother, she goes and she tries to find out how is Muslim, how is Muslim. No one is Muslim, no one is Muslim. Because now they don't know who is friend, who is foe. Eventually she goes to the Jameel. And then they say, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after questioning and answering his details, which is lengthy also, respecting elders, finally when he sees Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always to be a Christian. Five of Hijrah comes respected elders. Hazrat Abu Bakr, I told you, had 50,000 dirhams. Five of Hijrah comes, he's left with 5,000 to 6,000 dirhams. Already he's spending the past, already he's spending. And then when he goes and he takes Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him and tells him that he has to go. Now those of you who are acquainted with the Haram and acquainted with the surroundings of the Haram, then I can tell you where the house is. If you come out of Safa Marwa, and there are now some buildings there, and there are brown shutters, that was the home of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was the first person who has built a small courtyard in the masjid. It is in the Hilton traffic complex. And as soon as you go there, there is a huge watch shop. So I think it is number 4 or 5 apartment in the house. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from there, he came across the side, and he told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to be at the moment. That is the order. That is the discussion. So what he does, he takes the staff, and he has the kettle of the purveyors ready. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid for one of them. And the next discussion, they get into the realm of Sur, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who respected the elders, cleaned the shop, etc., and they go inside. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lays on the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That story you have heard so many times, so many versions of the story. What I want to make here is that when in the daytime the kuffar and Muslims began to look, and Hazrat Abu Bakr and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were able to listen to and hear that they were around, the kuffar and Muslims were around. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. لا تحزن. Usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the verb, huzn. As when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, throw down your staff. So when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff, when the staff turned into a serpent, when he turned into a serpent, the Musa alayhi salam, Anbiya are innocent, Anbiya are pure, Anbiya are spiritual guide. There is no flaw or no defect to Anbiya alayhi salam, but they are human beings. When Musa alayhi salam, the staff was thrown and turned into a serpent, Musa alayhi salam went there. Naturally. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tafaf, do not fear. Here he's using the word, the verb, hope, fear. Because he's fearing for his life. And there Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who, he is not fearing for his life, he's fearing for the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is testifying to this, that Abu Bakr, you know, selfish, and Abu Bakr is the prominent Sahabi, he's worried about the Nabi, he's worried about the Rasul, he's worried about the Messenger, he's worried about the Tawheed and the Salat. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tahzan illallah. Definitely, surely, most certainly, Allah ma'ana with us. Ma'ana with us. Who do? Who do? Allah, who is Allah's Rasul and Abu Bakr. And when Allah is with someone, what objection does he have? And how can those people start to object against Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to and try to speak ill of him? The time is waiting. So I want to tell you much more about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. But Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who respected elders, he was the first person in Islam who became the Khalifa. First Khalifa in Islam. He was the first person to accept Islam. He was the first person to compile the Quran al-Kareem. He was the first person to call the Quran al-Kareem the Mus'haf. He was the first person to set the elders to have a Baitul Maal and public station to help the poor and the needy. And he set the elders, he was the first person who was officially paid by the public for his services. When he became Khalif, and the next day he took his cross to go and sell in the market. Other woman asked him, where are you going? What are you doing? He said, I'm going to sell my cross. Said, you cannot do this, you're the Khalif. No, we will give you an allowance. And in those days he was allowed 2,000 and increased by 500. And when he was passing away, he told his daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, that, oh Aisha, there is a female camel which we get milk from, and there is one potato, where we eat our food from. That, and there is a few things left here, take it and give it to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, so it will be a few. Nobody. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who was this, he said, oh Abu Bakr, what have you done? Oh Abu Bakr, what have you done? You have set such a typical precedent for us to follow. Because remember, and he was the first person in Islam who nominated Khalifa. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was the first person in Islam who nominated Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who as Khalifa. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who became Khalifa, then there was difficulty all around. People were not paying zakat to the central fund. People had claimed that there were Nabi is there, what man, what woman. And then Medina was about to get attacked. And this idea, Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala, who his journey and his battle was on, and he was the leader, people wanted to change that. So there was numerous difficulties around. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who stood firmly, he was expert in genealogy, poetry, prose, as his speeches are recorded for history. Now they are coming out about what the sayings of Abu Bakr, the sayings of Umar, the sayings of Usman, the sayings of Ali. May Allah Ta'ala grant the ability to love the Sahaba and love Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala as the father-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should love every Sahabi, honor every Sahabi, and remember that anyone says any word against any Sahabi is a person who is deviated and gets signed for help. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله